Hello, good morning.
Breathing in, I calm myself. Breathing out, I smile. Hello, friends.
Hello, iceberg friends. And
friends. This morning was one of those mornings where I thought, maybe I just will do it later after the kids get up and got them to school and before hitting the rest of the workday. And there was something in me that said, no, do it now. Like, head into this discomfort now. There's a value of pressing into this, even though the morning hadn't gone like it normally does. Just to do the next thing the right way. I love that, because sometimes what can happen is kind of a cascade for me of things don't go right, and then sometimes I help them not go right by the decisions that I make. You call it self-sabotage or whatever it is, but it's like a cascade. I could feel the cascade coming. So today was kind of nipping some of those tendencies in the bud by just doing the next thing the right way, regardless of what's been happening. So I think that requires a level of self-compassion and understanding, and that maybe it didn't go the way I wanted it to. Wow, there's so much ice in here. I'm gonna have to take some of it out because it's like 8 inches down. But just to do the next thing the right way, this thing the right way, right here, and right now. Breathing in, I calm myself. Breathing out, I smile. Andy Huberman said, find that thing that requires your will, that includes resistance, and make it a daily practice and just do it. And so this has become that experiment for me here in the early days of January. It's 29 degrees outside, the air temperature, so it's warmed up a lot here in Boise over the last day and a half. And the water is right there at 32.2. I mean, there's so much ice in here. It's keeping it nice and toasty. So yeah, and just to do it, you know, just to get in and do this thing. So, day 19, breathing in, calm myself, breathing out, I smile. Breathing in, I calm myself. Breathing out, I smile. Fewer words today, less thinking and doing, more feeling and being. I can tell you that there's a kind of bliss that happens in the ice once you move through a certain state and before you get to the place where you would be frozen in an icicle. And it is a beautiful wave of chemicals being released into the bloodstream. It's very calming. It's, there can be a high to it, but it's very calming. My senses just become really wide open, a very welcoming, receptive kind of feeling. So I'm gonna try to dunk my head today, but I don't know if I could actually do it in here. Get that close. Apparently, if I can clear the ice out here. Let's see.
Well, that's as close as I can get with all the ice. I'll have to get rid of some ice for proper dunking. Okay, it's time to be here. Peace and joy and love, my friends. Something hasn't gone right. It doesn't have to cascade today. Just do the next thing. Oh, be well. Mm.